Our topic today is the power of brand equity. What does the term brand actually mean to you? Many entrepreneurs think of a brand as the company's logo and advertising is branding. Actually, logos and advertisements are the tactical components of branding. A brand represents the facts or images that people think of and the feelings they experience when they think of your company. Having a powerful brand is also more than simply achieving name recognition. A powerful brand makes people pay more, travel further, or wait longer to acquire your product or service. So how do you acquire this valuable brand equity? Think first about the values you want to stand for and the image you want to invoke. What is your promise to the market? Volvo has affiliated itself with safety, Hallmark with warm and thoughtful relationships, Johnson & Johnson with softness, happy babies, and caring parents. What loving parent would trust their baby's care to a generic shampoo as opposed to Johnson & Johnson's No More Tears brand? Once you have communicated your promise to the market, or what you stand for, you must work to develop trust in the minds of your customers. Trust is the key ingredient in a powerful brand. What your customer perceives becomes more important than what you promise. How do you develop that trust and affect customer perception? First, by reinforcing that image over and over in the minds of your customers. Volvo communicates the image of safety in everything they do. The boxy design of the car makes it look like a tank. The thicker brochure stock reinforces a sturdier image. When Volvo introduced their C70 convertible, the slogan used for promoting the car was "Tan Safely." You further develop trust by consistently delivering on your promise. As consumers, we do not want to go through an extensive analysis process with every purchase decision. A brand saves us time. If I'm going on a road trip, I may choose to overnight at a Hampton Inn as opposed to a no-name generic hotel because I know that with Hampton, I will receive a clean, comfortable room at an affordable price with a free continental breakfast. They consistently deliver on that promise. If something goes wrong and I do not get that at a Hampton Inn, I would assume that this is an exception for this brand and I would give them a second chance. If I had the same experience at an unknown hotel, I would never go back there again and I would tell other people about my horrible experience. To achieve brand equity, the company must have a unique selling proposition or a USP, something that distinguishes it from competitors and that is of value to the customer. Basically, a USP is a slogan that reinforces your company's brand and identity. Almost anything can be a USP as long as it's different and has value. A plumber in Colorado offers a guarantee as his USP. We all know that typically when we call for a service such as plumbing, the provider usually says they can be at our home anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. In today's society, where time is such a valuable commodity, this plumber has learned to capitalize on this value. When calling for his service, he gives the customer a specific time his staff will be there, and his USP slogan is, "Guaranteed on time, every time." He is the most expensive plumber in the area and the most profitable. Achieving a powerful brand or brand equity is much more than simply achieving brand awareness. And brand awareness does not always equal sales success. Why? Because communicating a promise to the marketplace, generating awareness for what you do and what you stand for, is only the first step. The customer's perception becomes more significant than what you promise. Customer perception is influenced by trust, and trust is a key element in gaining market acceptance. You gain trust by consistently delivering on your promise and reinforcing your message. Finally, if there's awareness, trust, or favorable customer perception, and your offer is truly unique and has value, you develop brand equity. With brand equity, customers pay more, travel further, and wait longer to acquire your product or service. If you want help in establishing brand equity for your business, call your local small business development center consultant.